For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napflix. Boring videos to help you fall asleep. If you have to have the TV on, but you don't want to be interested in what's on the TV, there's Napflix. They have a collection of calming and relaxing videos, including rainfall, tropical waves on the beach, wildlife, and if you need something that's going to bore the living hell out of you, science lectures. Just so you can have something on in the background.
The news does that for me.
The news.
I can just put the news on, have it at a lower volume, and just kind of just go to sleep.
Wow. Yeah. I don't like to have the TV on when I'm sleeping. I have a TV in my room, but I don't like to have it on. It just, if I hear anything, it makes my ears kind of perk up and go, I want to pay attention to that. You know what gets me? That melatonin. I've slept through the night every single night since I kicked it up to 10 milligrams.
You can only use that for so long.
Oh, no.
Like, it's not made for insomnia.
Oh.
You'll see.
Oh, so it's going to stop working?
Yeah, you'll take it one day and it'll stop working.
Damn. I hope that day's no time soon, because I got so sick of waking up at 3:15, 3:45 that I started taking these little 10 milligram tablets, and man, I am out like a light within minutes. Like, I'll look sometimes and I'll have a text that I sent that I typed out to my girlfriend before going to bed, because we text each other goodnight every night.
Oh, it's hot.
Yeah. And I'll have the text. I just did this 2 nights ago. I had the text constructed, and then at the end it was like, blah, 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 and I didn't even send it because I had fallen asleep.
You sure not taking Ambien?
It says melatonin on the canister.
Oh, you know the difference.
Yeah, I always wonder what Ambien would do to me.
You just knock you out.
Just right out. Do you feel groggy when you wake up? Because
nope,
I don't feel good.
That's the good thing about it.
That's what I like about the melatonin is I don't feel groggy at all when I wake up. I feel amazing.
There's no comparison, though. Ambien's like lights out, almost like going into surgery. Like, you don't know what happened.
Wow.
You wake up and it's like morning. Boom.
See, this stuff is leads a little gradual. Like, take it, I'm like, oh, I'm a little tired.
Somebody recently gave me 2 pills of a certain something that I took on Saturday night, and I literally took me until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday until I was ready to function.
Well, what did they give you?
I think they're like muscle relaxers or something, but I just could not wake up for the life of me.
Maybe you shouldn't be taking pills that aren't prescribed to you.
That's probably the best answer. I just thought, you know, they came from a trusted source and it'd be okay.
maybe your muscles weren't achy enough to actually take that medication, and it just worked as a sleeping agent.
Okay.
727-579-1025. Sounds like a really good friend was just looking out for you.
Maybe you should just stop blaming me, John, okay? I didn't tell you to take 2. What's wrong with you? Do you have to do anything special, John, to fall asleep? Do you have to have the temperature set to a certain number? Do you have to have something on TV? Do you have to be nude? Like,
yeah,
what?
I sleep nude, and I prefer to be Arctic. You know, I usually have the air set low around the 68, 69 mark with 2 fans on. I'm big. I'm getting smaller, but I have a lot of extra.
Sure. There's nothing wrong with that. People do weird things to fall asleep, and I want to hear about them right now.
Well, do you do anything weird to fall asleep?
I'm intimate with myself usually to fall asleep at night.
Where's your girlfriend?
She works late at night. She doesn't get home till like midnight, and I'm going to bed usually like 10, 10:30, 11.
Aw, poor Johnny.
Getting intimate with himself. I'm disgusted.
Yeah, you shouldn't really. You're not making love to yourself.
This guy's
dude.
Taking muscle relaxers and getting intimate with himself. What do we get ourselves into here with him?
Yeah, just say you rub
never
one
do
out.
That to, you never do that to fall asleep? It's great.
No. Not usually.
You should wash your hands, man.
Yeah, dude, then you got to get up and clean up. Like, what do you?
Nah.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. 727-579-1025.
Your girlfriend needs to change her schedule. Get
Please,
home at 7.
Good God. Drew Garabo Live. Who am I speaking with? Hello. Caller?
I hope it's.
Hello?
Oh, sorry, honey. Too late. Hello, caller. Go ahead. You're on Drew Garabo Live. Calling
me?
Yes, sir. From the 602.
Sorry, I'm on Bluetooth. I know it's against the rules, but I'm driving. Anyway,
sounds good.
The Ambien, Ambien high is really, really cool. If you can push through the initial grogginess and kind of get past it, it's an incredible hallucinogenic sort of feeling. It's
that defeats the purpose, though.
We like you're trying to sleep, right? Like I don't want to hallucinate.
This guy's partying on Ambien.
Oh, dude, I don't want to party Ambien. I just want to help me get to sleep Ambien.
Fire up a bowl and then just go to bed. That's what I do.
Yeah, I'm not willing to make that sacrifice, but thank you.
I heard the other morning on Mike Calta, Carmen said that Blaine has to have like a fan propped on him or pointing at his leg or something in order for him to fall asleep.
It's because he sleeps with a pig.
Oh, that's not nice to say about Carmen.
Well.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I want to hear the interesting things people do to fall asleep. You remember the ASMR videos we were playing?
Is that the whispering?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll keep me up all night.
Here's an ASMR luxury hotel role play. Daisy checks you in.
Let's hope it's clean.
ASMR videos help you fall asleep. This is just a lady wearing her headphones, typing on her hotel reservation software.
This is weird.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, Daisy.
Are you trying to check in?
Yeah, I sure am.
Well, you just come to the right place now, didn't you? Because this is the check-in desk.
Why are you speaking so softly?
Yeah, step right up. Come here. I'm not going to bite you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I just need a little bit of information.
You're really getting creeped out.
Yeah. This is creepy.
Yeah, it makes my skin crawl.
Information to you.
Sure. No problem.
And then we'll get you right up to your room. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
All right.
What's your first name?
Drew.
Jeez, I checked in online, lady.
Expedia. That's my first name.
And your last name.
It's Garabo.
I'm going to need you to spell that word.
That's G-A-R-A-B for boy O.
Okay. Oh.
What?
Perverts are watching these. These aren't helping anybody fall asleep. This is a fetish.
You know.
You have seen me before.
Yes.
What?
Yes. You watch exactly where.
You watch Bone TV.
I used to be a receptionist for a cranial nerve doctor.
Cranial nerve
doctor. Dr. GB.
Oh, yeah, Dr. GB.
Yes, well, I'm Daisy.
Hi, Daisy.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine.
Again.
Now, these are videos where people are intentionally speaking in hushed voices so that it'll somehow help you get to sleep. It's literally one of the creepiest things on the internet.
Could you fall asleep to that?
No.
Oh, no, no. Dr. GB was great, but I got fired.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
good.
Let go. Oh,
sure. Happens.
No, no.
What?
I mean, I don't want to get into details, but...
No, do it.
Don't.
Details. I want details.
Go take a break.
I'm not supposed to practice nursing too much anymore.
Too much?
But now I'm here at the hotel.
Not supposed to practice nursing too much.
I love it more than ever.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Good. I'm so glad to hear about it. Thank you, Daisy. Just get me in the room, please.
So.
Yeah.
I got you in our system. I found you right here.
Thank you. That's me.
So,
People just turning on their radios right now are freaked out.
You can pick a room yet.
Galvin just said, am I checking into
a
babies-only hotel?
You like a surprise in your life. You like to be spontaneous. I can tell. So let me tell you what rooms we have that are open for your reservation.
I hope she didn't get paid for this.
No.
How much longer is this?
Just 16 more minutes.
I'd go to another hotel.
Partial view.
I'm just going to sleep in my
car. The Gulf of Mexico shoreline.
Oh, the Gulf of Mexico shoreline.
Your own personal balcony.
You know, if you need these to fall asleep, they should just give you medicinal marijuana.
For sure.
Pensacola?
I don't know. It's somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico.
You can do a choice of king. Mm. There are some loud patrons right now.
I know, right?
Around the hotel.
Make sure I don't get a room near them.
Even though there is clearly a quiet policy posted.
Thank you,
everywhere.
Daisy. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. It happens. I understand.
So.
Yeah.
Coastal view, as I was saying.
Yeah. What were you saying?
Kind of turns me on.
Personal
it is a little
balcony.
Bit arousing.
No, it's
and
not.
A it is. King
it's just right there with
two
you.
Two double beds.
Touching you. I'll go king, please.
Do you have anyone traveling with you?
I'm all alone, Daisy.
You don't.
No, I'm all alone.
Oh, no. It doesn't matter. I just... Oh. Curious.
This is why people are using Airbnb now.
Because of this?
Yeah.
This lady checking people
Nobody
in?
Nobody wants to take 18 minutes to check in. Okay. The Whisperer.
So you could do the king bed, or you could do the double bed, and then have...
I'll go king.
...a bed to throw all your clothes on.
I don't need
you
it.
You don't feel I'll like...
Just throw my clothes
them
on.
In the closet.
I just throw them on the closet.
That's what I usually do.
Yeah.
So...
She's got black lipstick and blue hair, by the way.
This is the golf view.
Oh, golf view.
Same size... Same balcony.
Yeah, okay.
Same choice of
what,
king bed.
Then what's different?
But this one, you get a full view.
Oh, I want a
panoramic.
Full view. I want a panoramic full view, please.
Of the Gulf of Mexico and the pool.
Oh, love a pool view.
Yeah.
Just 12 more minutes.
Put you up in the beachfront.
How did this get started? Like, what? How did the first ASMR start?
A pervert.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Like someone just wanted to hear ladies in hushed tones?
That's a fetish right there. That's a whispering fetish.
Right.
That's not a, oh, that helps me go to sleep.
I agree. There's something so creepy about it.
Listen to my neighbors fight.
What's up, Tiffany?
Or stab each other.
Hello.
Hi.
So I have insomnia very bad. So in order to fall asleep, I have to literally hypnotize myself with YouTube hypnosis videos.
Oh, and so wait, hold on. You're hypnotizing yourself?
I know. Yeah, it's all about your own mind. And so you listen to this guy and he guides you through this process and then counts it down. And I accidentally one time stumbled across a hands-free, you know what, hypnosis. I don't know if I can say it.
Well, does it start with an M and rhyme with masturbation?
It starts with an O and rhymes with...
Snorgasm. Okay.
Yeah.
So wait, a hands-free, do-it-yourself hypnosis.
Hypnosis.
All right. Explain. Like, do you ever wake up and think that you're a chicken?
Do you mean with regular hypnosis or the hands-free thing?
Either.
No.
Oh.
Touche. No, okay. I don't. Touché. But anyway, I was sleeping next to my husband, and I stumbled across it, and I was like, oh, I got to try this, just see if it works, and... I got close, but it didn't work for me.
All right. So the hypnosis thing to go to sleep, that does work for you?
Yes, it does. Jason Stevenson specifically. I listen to it every night. I have to because my thoughts just race.
Let me ask you this. This is a dumb question, but is he the guy who's kind of got an Australian accent?
Yes.
I've watched those. When I was fighting insomnia, I would put him on. He's like, you are in the universe. Especially.
Yes, that's floating amongst the stars. That's my favorite.
Floating among the stars.
Does he whisper also?
He speaks in a very hushed tone, much like this.
I'm going to fall asleep. You got to stop.
I want you to touch yourself without actually touching yourself. It's kind of weird. Oh, my God. Would you believe this? My mother-in-law actually has an AMSR video or ASMR video. Okay. I'm taking dictation in your office, and there's printers going on all over the place. And I need you to focus real intently on the sound of my voice. Now, I'm going to give you a tapeworm analogy. If you want to catch a tapeworm, you feed it every night. And he rears his ugly tapeworm head looking for the food. And one day, when he comes to get the food, which is a metaphor or an allegory for my vajayjay. Then you smash that tapeworm in the head and you pull him on out. This is Big Red ASMR. I want you to think about my big, red, hairy vajayjay right now. You need me to rub it on the phone for you?
Yeah.
Good.
Did you take it down? It doesn't sound too out of control.
Yeah, sorry. I'd shore it down to a 3-inch length.
I like this interactive ASMR, or whatever it's called.
Thank you. It's a Q&A MSR. You ask me questions, I'll give you answers.
What's your favorite candy to eat and then fall asleep to?
Anything that's free. Just this past weekend, I was over at my stupid, soon-to-be ex-son-in-law's house. And I thought we were going to go to the movies, right? So I had a hankering for some candies. Then I found out we weren't going to go to the movies after all. So what did I do? I raided that loudmouth radio talk show host candy dish, knowing full well that it's his son's candy for what he uses in his lunchbox.
What kind of candy did you make out with?
Special dark. Big Red loves some special dark. Special dark with crisp rice. Special dark with nuts. I love nuts, but sometimes the nuts get stuck in the back of my throat and I gag on the nuts. You ever gag on the nuts?
No, ma'am.
Oh, sorry, it's an ASMR. I'm quietly gagging on your nuts.
Marilyn, can we call the real you on the air to talk about you stealing candy from your son-in-law's house?
No. Things are going well between my stupid ex-son-in-law and his baby mom. I don't want to mess that up.
Well, I mean, you know, you've always stolen food from Drew.
Damn
you've
right.
You've always talked about it on the radio.
I gave birth to his baby's mama. I'm directly responsible for the joy in his life. Much like Jacob two times is responsible for John being on board. I can't wait till Sergeant Gruffy starts. Okay, I'm going to go now.
Bye.
I hope you've enjoyed my Big Red ASMR.
Gross.
What's up, Caleb? How you doing?
Good. How about you, man? Love the show.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. What weird things are you doing to fall asleep?
Well, I've always had problems, you know, falling asleep. And I read an article one time that says if you can confuse your brain to make yourself think that you're trying to stay awake, it helps you fall asleep. So when I go to bed, I put in my mind, all right, I'm trying to stay awake. Well, my brain knows that I'm really not trying to do that, so it's been helping me at least.
Huh. So you confuse your brain by telling it to stay awake. Here's a dude, Shingo Gokan, speak low. Thank you, Kyle WOTB, for sending me this. Shingo Gokan, speak low. He's pouring drinks. Does he ever talk? No. He's just pouring drinks.
Now I'm a bartender. Can I get you Tom Collins on the rocks?
Joe, you got a laundry list of drugs to fall asleep?
Hell yeah.
What are
they? First, you got to snort 2 Xanny bars.
Okay.
Take 6 Flex Rolls.
Oh, my.
Oh.
IV 2 Deladas and a 12-pack of beer, and I sleep like a baby.
Is that an every night thing for you, pal?
Yeah, pretty much. Wow. Some nights I don't get through 12 beers. I might do 10. But the TV can be as loud as possible. You sleep so great.
You ever
don't hear your neighbors, yeah. Nothing.
Wake up with a decapitated corpse next to you, maybe? Or I don't know.
No.
All right. Thank you very much. I can't recommend that for anybody, but if it works for you, sir, then it works for you, sir. Let's see. There it is.
A new world order, the Illuminati, cover-ups, and conspiracies. Here's another one of Tuscan's theories.
What up, Bob Tuscan?
Yo, hold on. I have my tinfoil hat on right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm getting ready for the anal probing from
the
folks.
Goodness gracious.
Don't sleep, ladies and gentlemen. It's a plot by the New World Order. It's overrated. If you want to sleep, you can do that when you're dead.
So sleep is a plot by the New World Order designed to make us waste our time on idle things.
Well, that would be one hell of a conspiracy theory. But I got a cornucopia of things you can do to sleep.
Goodness.
I used to be a frequent cannabis user. And I got to tell you, cannabis use hinders the quality of sleep. You might pass out. But the quality REM sleep that we seek, that we desire deep down inside, is subjugated by cannabis use.
Oh.
And that's a big issue. And, you know, the other thing is, here's the quick bullet point list. Magnesium. Drink magnesium. It's the greatest thing you can ever drink to help be calm and have less stress and fall asleep well. And I use, here's the big one. I use these blue light protecting glasses. You know, we stare at a screen all day long, our cell phones, our computers, our televisions, and that blue light keeps our minds active. So I wear a special pair of glasses along with my tinfoil hat that protect me from the blue light on the screens, which help me get to sleep a lot better. And also I go for a nice swim, which always helps. Love you guys.
Love you too. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I love some Bob Tuscan. Mike, what's up? We're talking about Napflix. I just found on Napflix, one of the things that they're showing is a
is a cricket match between MCC and Nepal. So they certainly do have an interesting litany of things that are boring that are designed to help people fall asleep.
We've not been told.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. I used to come home from high school every day, and we didn't have cable, so I'd turn on PBS and Bob Ross the Painter, the Happy Trees guy.
Sure.
The sound of this dude's voice puts you to sleep. If
That'll
you watch
do it.
A whole half-hour episode, and I'll tell you, bro, they have it on Netflix. You can go on Netflix. So if you're ever having any trouble getting a nice nap in,
yep.
Just go on Netflix and watch some Bob Ross Happy Little Trees, and you'll be all right.
The large beachfront, and that's about 100 extra square feet.
How does she do all this, like, okay, with a straight face?
Would you like to do the large?
It's called luxury hotel role play ASMR. Okay. Daisy checks you in.
How many views?
So you can choose your beachfront room.
284,861.
Or on the club level.
Club level, please.
This doesn't make your skin crawl.
I think it's kind of hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm disgusted.
You seem like somebody who treats yourself.
Treats yourself.
Okay, because they'll give you extra services and amenities.
Oh, turn down service?
Would you like to learn more about that floor?
I certainly would.
Okie dokie.
Thank you.
Let me see what I can.
I'd rather never sleep again.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. This would really freak you guys out.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, if I were in bed listening to this with my eyes closed, it would definitely creep me out.
So.
More people watch this for pleasure than they actually do to help them go to sleep.
Self-pleasure. Yeah. Kathy, what's up?
Not much.
All right. What do you do to fall asleep?
Every night I put on a movie that I've seen like 105 times. Usually So I Married an Axe Murderer. Any one of the Harry Potter series movies, Stardust, and I can just talk along to it and fall asleep usually in about 5 minutes.
So wait, you're quoting the movie along with yourself while you're laying in bed?
Yes, it's pretty sad.
No, it's actually kind of cute. Like you put on Pulp Fiction and you're like, I know it's gourmet coffee. I buy it. When Bonnie buys it, she gets the S. I get the really gourmet stuff. I know I got good coffee, Jules. I don't need to hear about it from you. Everybody be cool. This is a robbery. Any of you effing pricks move and I'll execute every last mother effing one of you. That's kind of sweet.
Yeah, I'm asleep right away.
Huh. All right, I'm going to give that a try. I've seen so many movies hundreds of times. Might as well try to get some sleep while doing it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.